这个时间是祷告会。
And right now is the prayer session.
我们来看一段圣经，然后来思考其中的含义。
所以
我们来祷告。
So we like to study a passage, and think about it before we start our prayer session.
让我们的祷告呢，能够真的达到神面前。
So we hope that our prayer can reach God.
可以了解说我们祷告是为了什么。
And we may understand why we pray.
那真正的祷告在神面前有多重要。
And how is so important to offer a true prayer at the presence of God.
有人说祷告就是基督徒的属灵生命的像呼吸一样。
And some people might make a comparison of prayer as like taking a breath or respiration in this way.
那就是祷告变成说跟信耶稣合在一起的了。
So to pray has direct relationship to believe in Jesus.
就好像今天人活着一定要呼吸一样。
Just like in order to be alive, you must breathe.
不会呼吸就死了。
The moment that you will not breathe, that's the moment that you'll be dead.
今天信耶稣的人不祷告，属灵生命就死了。
So for those who believe in Jesus, the moment that you stop praying,your spirituality is considered dead.
但是就是因为有时候太自然了，反而我们会不会去注意说到底我为什么要祷告啊？
However, a lot of time it comes so naturally, that we forgot why we pray.
那有时候我们在神面前就失落这种敬畏的心。
So at the presence of God, sometimes we lose this heart of reverence.
这个时间想要继续用马拉基书第一章的信息跟大家来分享。
So today I will continue to use the book of Malachi chapter 1 as our mutual encouragement.
请看马拉基书第一章。
Malachi chapter 1.
第六节。
Verse 6.
马拉基书一章六节。
The book of Malachi chapter 1 verse 6.
藐视我民的祭司啊，万军之主对你们说，儿子尊敬父亲，仆人敬畏主人。我既为父亲尊敬我的在哪里呢？我既为主人敬畏我的在哪里呢？你们却说我们在何事上藐视你的名呢？
Verse 6. A son honors his father and a servant his master. If I am a father, where is the honor due me? If I am a master, where is the respect due me? Says the Lord Almighty. It is you, O priests, who shows contempt for my name. But you ask, how have we shown contentment for your name?
一开始神就指明了，他是这一句话是对谁说的？就是对藐视神的名的祭司说的。
And in verse 6, God clearly point out what this questions is for certain for this his this audience.
神提出了一个跟人的一个对话，他说：“儿子尊敬父亲，仆人敬畏主人，这是很天经地义的事情，很自然的。”
So here, God posed a question, a son honors his father and a servant his master.
为什么儿子需要尊敬父亲?
So what is the reason for a son to honor his father?
因为儿子从父亲来的。
Because son comes from father.
没有父亲把他生下来，这个孩子就不会存活。
So without a father, a son cannot be existed.
那这个父亲如果从小都不给他照顾，这个孩子活长不大。
And if a father do not raise his kid properly, probably the kid will lose his life eventually.
那所以儿子尊敬父亲是应该的。
So that's why, it's the son's duty to honor his father.
那仆人敬畏主人，那仆人他的生活就是靠主人来的。
And a servant honors his master is because, the reason that a servant can continue his life is because of his master.
如果主人对仆人好一点，这个仆人就蒙恩了。
And if the master, is being good to his servant,then the servant is considered to be blessed.
那所以仆人敬畏主人也是应该的，因为这个仆人就是靠着主人生活。
Because that's why servant shall show his respect to his master, because his life is depend on his master.
神说我是父亲，我也是主人。
And God say that I am a father and I am the master as well.
但是尊敬我的、敬畏我的在哪里呢？
However, where is the respect due me?
那这个时候听到的人是这样说，那我们在何时上藐视你的名？
However, for those who heard that question, they said that, how have we shown contentment for your name?
表示说，神认为这个他不会受尊敬，他没有被敬畏，是因为一开始人，包括这个 特别是这个祭司是藐视神的名
了，
不尊重这个名。
And the main reason why God feel like he's being respected or he's being his name's being being disgraced because the especially the priest does not respect that name.
那所以他们的疑问就是我们在什么事情藐视过你的名呢？
So the question they have is like, have we shown any contentment for your name?
第七节，你们将污秽的食物献在我的坛上，且说我们在何事上污秽你呢？因你们说神的桌子是可藐视的。
And verse 7, you place defiled food on my altar, but you ask, how have we defiled you? By saying that the Lord's table is contemptible.
那表示从神的角度说，藐视神的名是从把那个污秽的食物献在神的坛上来的。
So from God's point of view, disrespecting God or starting from offering those defiled food on his altar.
那百姓进一步的疑问就是，那我们在什么事情污秽了你的食物，你的坛呢？
So the third question they continue to ask is, so when do we contend bring those defiled food on your altar?
因为你们说神的桌子是可藐视的。
And so by saying that the Lord's table is contemptible.
第八节，你们将瞎眼的献为祭物，这不为恶吗？将瘸腿的、有病的献上，这不为恶吗？你献给你的省长，他岂喜悦你？岂能看你的情面吗？这是万军的神说的。
So in verse 8, when you bring blind animals for sacrifice, is that not wrong? When you sacrifice crippled and diseased animals, is that not wrong? And try offering them to your governor, would he be pleased with you? Would he accept you? Says the Lord Almighty.
所以从神的角度看，人污秽了神 的桌子，就是因为献上那个本来不应该献上的。
So from God's perspective, he thinks that his name is being contempt or being defiled because his priests offer those things that are not to be offered in the beginning.
那这个献的这个动作在神面前说是个恶。
So by making those sacrifices, God thinks that they actually offer or against him in this matter.
所以神认为说这是一个 evil, 这是一个罪，这是很大的恶。
So that's why God said that is when you offer those defiled food is considered a great sin in front of him.
那就是神用说，如果你就是献给人，你的省长，你觉得很除了尊敬的人，你都不会献这种东西，即使人都不会喜悦的。
So think about this. Even if so, when you bring, are you there to bring those things to your governor? If you will not even offer those things to man, then how can you offer this to God?
而且人也不会接纳，也不会悦纳、收纳你所献的。
Even man will not accept those offerings.
那这样子，神可能怎么有可能会收纳你们所献在他桌子上的呢？
So how could God accept those defiled foods or sacrifice that you have offered?
第九节
，verse 9.
现在我劝你们恳求神，他好施恩于我们。
Verse 9. Now implore God to be gracious to us with such offering from your hands, will he accept you?
这望献的事既由你们经手，他岂能看你们的情面吗？这是万军的神说的。
So with such offering from your hands, will he accept you? Says the Lord Almighty.
第十节，甚愿你们中间有一个人关上殿门，免得你们突然在我坛上烧火。万军的神说，我不喜悦你们，也不从你们手中收纳供物。
Verse 10. Oh, that one of you would shut the temple doors so that you would not light useless fires on my altar. I am not pleased with you, says the Lord Almighty.
这一段圣经呢，在提醒我们今天每一个我们坐在这里的人。
So these verses are trying to remind us today.
我们现在神献给神的一定是要最好的，合乎神旨意的。
So when we make the offering or sacrifice, we must offer the best and according to God's will.
我们今天谈到奉献，总是觉得说我奉献财物嘛。
And a lot of time when we talk about offering, we always talk about offering money.
其实神他这里提到给我们，我们今天要献给神的，不管是我们的祷告，不管是我们任何一个服事，在神面前都要先存一个敬畏的心开始。
However, here reminds us that no matter what we offer today, such as prayer, your time, your effort, you always need to have this reverent heart.
这句话不是对祭司讲而已。
So those verses are not only to those priests.
旧约时代的祭司其实在预表 新约时代那些服侍神的人。
And those priests in the Old Testament actually symbolize those people who serve God in the New Testament.
那些属神的人。
And for those people who belong to God.
今天我们每一个人都属神。
And today, for those who are sitting here, we all belong to God.
我们都是祭司。
And we all have this status as priests.
都要按照神的心意来服侍神。
And we need to serve Him according to His will.
看彼得前书第二章。
Let's read First Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书第二章。
First Peter chapter
2. 第九节。
Verse 9.
彼得前书二章九节
First Peter chapter 2 verse 9
唯有你们是被拣选的族类是有君尊的祭司是圣洁的国度是属神的子民要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德
First Peter chapter 2 verse 9 But you are the chosen people a royal priesthood a holy nation a people belonging to God that you may declare praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light
我们今天被神拣选，如果我们了解，这就是神给我们的爱。
And today we are chosen by God, and we understand that that is because His great love.
神让我们成为他的祭司。
And God also allow us to be His priest.
我们在神的国度里面是圣洁属神的。
And we are considered as a holy nation.
那么我们的工作就是要去宣扬神的美德了。
And we belong to Him, and our duty is to proclaim. His wonderfulness.
把人带到神的面前来。
And we shall bring people to His presence.
既然是祭司，就要奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
So since we are priests, we need to offer those sacrifice that is according to God's will.
看第二章第五节。
Let's read chapter 2 verse 5 in First Peter.
第二章五节，你们来到主面前，也就像活石被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，靠着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
First Peter chapter 2 verse 5 You also like living stone are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood offering spiritual sacrifice acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
这是神对所有服侍他的人的要求。
And that is the requirement that God had towards those people who serve Him.
今天我们每一个人都成为神的祭司。
And today we are all considered as priests of God's priest.
神要求我们每一个人都能够在神面前奉献神所悦纳的灵祭属灵的祭物。
So God will require us to make the offering, but those offering need to be acceptable to Him.
那可以悦纳的，我们一定要从神的角度去看。
So in order to make our offering acceptable, we need to treat this matter from God's point of view.
那不被悦纳的那个马拉基书里面就告诉我们，什么叫做神厌恶的。
And in the book of Malachi, that tells us what kind of offering that is unacceptable.
刚才我们所读过的圣经就告诉我们，当我们在神面前觉得说，哎，这是随随便便没有关系，不是很重要的事情的时候，其实就已经失落敬畏的心了。
So, when we're doing God's work or when we are serving God, we do not have the correct attitude. We treat things very lightly, then we have problems.
就是在奉献的事情上随便了。
Especially when It's on the matter of offering.
圣经告诉我们说，我们今天爱神，我们敬畏，我们来到神面前，一定是要尽心、尽力、尽力、尽心爱主我们的神。
So, Bible told us that when we come to the presence of God to worship Him, we need to offer we need to offer the best of our mind, our heart, and our effort.
我们今天在神面前聚集，然后要来学习神的律法。
And today we are all gathered here to study His laws.
去听神的话语。
And we are here to listen His words.
去感念神的爱。
And we are here to meditate upon His great love.
所有这些都要从敬畏神开始。
And all those things start from fear His name.
所以当我们失落敬畏的心的时候，这个时候神的恩典，神就不会悦纳我们所献的，不管是什么。
So when we start losing this heart of reverence, then God will not accept our offerings.
照神的律法，献给神应该是最好的，是头生的，是没有残疾的。
And according to God's law, when you make an offering, you always want to offer the firstborn and always want to offer the best.
但是当信仰失落的时候，你看那个这些百姓他们所献的，比献给人的还差。
However, when their faith go weary,We can see when they offer, they actually make a very bad offerings.
那个这个时候先知的信息，他在一章九节说：“我劝你们恳求神哦， 他好施恩给我们。
So right here, God reminds us saying that now implore God to be gracious to us.
就是说，如果我们今天众人呢，大家都能够想一想，哎，我今天到底所做的，我所献的有没有出于敬畏神的、合乎神旨意的方式
？So as it's to remind us saying that when we do, when we offer our service to you, or when we make our offering, we would think that if we had this heart of reverence and do we respect God in this manner,
我们会去检讨我们自己，恳求神，我们会去反省我们在神面前的态度。
And we will reflect and examine ourselves and to see if our attitude is acceptable to God.
那这样子我们就可以从神那里蒙恩啊，得福。
If we do so, then we will receive grace and blessings from God.
因为第九节后面那一段说，望献的事情是由你们经手的，他岂能看你们的情面吗？
So because the latter part of verse 9 says that with such offering from your hands will he accept you.
因为祭司是要帮百姓献祭的嘛。
Because the role of priest is to make the sacrifice, and to have this atonement for his people.
以前旧约的人民要献给神，是要带把这个祭物带到圣殿来，然后由祭司经手。
Back then, when people make offerings, they had to brought their sacrifice to the priest, and the priest will make the sacrifice for them.
祭司如果说这样不，这个不可以献，拿回去吧。
So after the priest examined the offering, they will say this is acceptable or not acceptable.
那百姓他们就不没办法献了。
So if the priest say that it's not acceptable, then they cannot make the sacrifice.
但是如果祭司说觉得没关系，好，那你拿来就献吧。
However, if the priest think that it's okay, just go ahead and make the sacrifice.
那最后神就说这个叫做藐视。
And then if they allow a bad sacrifice to be offered, then that they are actually contend God's name.
所以圣经才会这样说，他说这件事情对今天对当时候那个祭司很重要。
So that's why this matter is extremely important to the priest during that time.
今天对我们每个人来说，如果了解我是个祭司啊。
And it's also important to us when we understand that we also have a role as a priest.
那我们今天在祷告的时候，我们今天在为弟兄姐妹代祷的时候，也是要同样的心情。
So when we pray or we intercede for others, we should have the same attitude.
我们的带领慕道者来到神面前的时候，也是一样的态度。
So or when we invite other people or our friends to truth seek in our church, we should also have the same attitude.
我们所做的一定都是要出于诚心，真的是敬畏神，知道说神所要的是什么。
So everything that we do, we need to have this fear towards God.
我们要在神面前按照神的旨意来生活，来服侍。
And we should do everything according to God's will at God's presence.
那当时候百姓他们这样做，神结果神的心情是说哈啊，神希望说你们把那个殿门关起来啊。
And because they have shown this contempt to God, so what God wanted to do is actually to shut the door of the temple.
免得你们突然献上没有用的。
Otherwise, you are just wasting your time and offer a bunch useless things.
因为神讲得很绝对了，他说齁，我不喜悦你们，也不会从你们手中收那供物了。
Because God has said that I am not pleased with you.
所以也就是说他们后来所献的其实都是白做的。
So basically saying that the thing they have offered is all meaningless.
在神面前等于没有一样。
Because it is just like nothing in front of God.
但是表面上却又好像都有啊，什么时候献什么都照规矩来啊。
However, apparently it looks like they have make a lot of sacrifice and offerings.
啊，这个最后就是有形式，却是没有实质，而且神也不悦纳了。
So on the surface level, it looks like they have a lot of things for the Lord, but at the end or in reality, God do not accept them.
今天这一段经文在我们祷告会的时候，我们来思想，其实是要让我们明白说，我们今天祷告的时候，其实也是，你看每次灵会都有早祷晚祷嘛。
So today, I particularly use this passage for us to meditate upon because a lot of time we will have morning prayer session and afternoon praying session.
我们在祷告教有多少时间在祷告
？And we'll spend a lot of time to pray in the church.
我们希望说，我们每一次线上的祷告，神都悦纳。
And we hope that every time when we offer our prayer is the best prayer that we have.
真的神都知道说我们是把我们最好的献给神的。
Because God knows when we offer our prayer is the best or not.
那如果神接纳我们的祷告，
So if God accept our prayer,
我们每一次的祷告都发生功效。
Then every single of our prayer will be very effective.
不管我们是为我们自己祷告，为教会祷告，为其他人代祷。
No matter we pray for ourselves, others, for church, or some other matters.
我们一定可以感受到神在这里动工。
And we can definitely experience and know that God is working right here.
那我们一定会有感受到我们所拜的神是又真又活的神。
And we can truly experience the God that we worship is true and living.
我们会越生发敬畏的心。
And then this heart, of reverence will grow, even bigger.
知道神是活生生的在这里。
And we will know,
听着我们的祷告。
And we will know that God is living and He is here to listen to our prayers.
但是反过来有时候当我们随随便便的时候神好像也神知道但是神的不讲话。
However, a lot of time when we not offering our best and we treat it like very lightly, God also knows that.
你看如果当时候祭司如果献上那个瘸腿有病瞎眼的如果神有一个 sign 啊，就是打个雷啊，或者是做什么，大家都知道。哎呀，这个祭物啊，神不喜欢啊，赶快换一下吧，改变一下。
So, let's say if those priests, they offer those, diseased or disabled or crippled, offerings when God make a thunder during that time, perhaps during that time, those priests would know they make a mistake.
哎，可是神没有这样做。
However, God did not do so.
他还是让这些人通通都这样献啊。
Or at least he still allowed those priests to offer those bad sacrifices.
啊，其实是空的。
And then at the end, it will turn out to be useless.
所以有时候我们在祷告当中，我们会要反省我们自己，说，哎，我这个祷告是不是真的在神面前是被神悦纳的
？So a lot of time when we pray, we need to examine ourselves to see if our prayer is truly being accepted by our God.
神要的是我们的心，是我们自己本身每一个人都已经警觉到了。
So God wants us to have this to take heed, when we're doing this.
啊，其实神都看在眼里的啦。
And God knew all those.
所以最怕的就是形式上的信仰。
So what we are afraid of most is that we only have this prayer, by appearance or by the look.
我们来看一节经节，我们看耶利米书第七章。
Let's turn to a book of Jeremiah.
耶利米书第七章。
Jeremiah chapter 7.
第三节。
Jeremiah chapter 7 verse 3.
耶利米书七章三节。
Jeremiah chapter 7 verse 3。
万军的神以色列，万军之主以色列的神这样说：你们改正行动作为，我就使你们在这地方仍然居住。
Jeremiah chapter 7 verse 3. This is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says: Reform your ways and your actions, and I will let you live in this place.
第四节说：你们不要依靠虚谎的话说，这些是神的殿，是神的殿，是神的殿。
And verse 4. Do not trust.In this deceptive words and say, this is the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord.
好，我们看跳过去，看第十一节。
And let's skip and let's read verse 11.
这称为我名下的殿，在你们眼中岂可看为洁窝吗？我都看见的，这是神说的。
Verse 11, had this house which bears my name becomes a den of robbers to you, but I have been watching, declares the Lord.
当时候以色列人啊，他们其实生活已经很败坏，他们也是一样的献祭啊。
And during their time, their lifestyle has been very corrupted.
他们其实是一点都不会敬畏神的。
And during that time, they do not have this heart of reverence towards God.
他们还是非常相信说，你看这里有神的殿啊，你看。
However, they still believe that there is a temple of God right here.
我们一定是平安的。
So that's why we can be peaceful.
所以那些先知讲的什么话，神会毁灭这个地方，都不要，不会发生了。
So let's just ignore what the prophet has said that this place will be destroyed.
哎，他们渐渐的用这种态度以后，就把这个神的圣殿就变成是贼窝，那是一些恶人聚集的地方了。
So once they had that kind of thoughts or attitude, then they turned God's house into a den of robbers.
那神他都看见，但是神也没有说什么。
But here mentioned that, but I have been watching.
要一直到以色列百姓他们自己真的警觉到，哎，这个是错误，要改变。
And God is waiting till a day that those His people will realize that they have made a huge mistake.
神就透过先知去传讲这个信息。
And God tried to preach that message through a prophet.
让百姓可以自己自发愿意的改变归向神。
So.He hoped that those messages will take its effect and his people will be willing to repent and turn back to God.
那如果他们愿意归向神，神就归向他们。
So if they are willing to turn back to God, God will turn back to him.
我们现在 to them. 我们如果看马拉基书第三章。
So let's turn back to book of Malachi chapter 3.
马拉基书第三章。
Book of Malachi chapter 3.
第七节。
Verse 7.
三章七节。
Book of Malachi chapter 3 verse
7. 万军的神说，从你们列祖的日子以来，你们常常偏离我的典章而不遵守。现在你们要转向我，我就转向你们。你们却说，我们如何才是转向你呢？
Verse 7, even since the time of your forefathers, you have turned away from my decrees and have not kept them. Return to me and I will return to you, says the Lord Almighty. But you ask, how are we returned?
其实神在等,
so God is waiting, waiting for us to return back to him.
所以人如果会警觉到说我今天所献给神的是什么样的心,我献给是什么样的祷告。
So if we realize what kind of prayer that we offer, or what kind of heart we have when we're making an offering.
然后我们愿意遵行神的典章,遵行神的律法, 按神的旨意。 来做事.
And we are willing to be abide with God's way and according and His commandments and do things accordingly.
然后神就转向我们.
Then God will turn back to us.
也就是说神就悦纳我们所献的.
And God will accept or will be pleased and accept our offerings.
我们在神面前所做祷告, 神就听到.
So when we make a prayer in such way, God will accept our prayer.
回应让我们了解是的. 神悦纳我们所献给他的,
and he will reply,
不管是什么,
and he will reply or respond to us that he accept our offerings.
我们的奉献, 我们的才能, 我们的时间, 说了一切,
no matter we offer our talents, efforts, or everything.
所以存着敬畏神的心, 那么就可以蒙福。
So if we have this heart of fear or reverence, then we will be blessed.
好,我们现在 在祷告会这段时间祷告, 我们等一下用30分钟的祷告。
So during this prayer session, we are going to pray for 30 minutes.
我们在祷告, 祷告的时候, 一定要存敬畏神, 知道说神在这里。
So when we pray, we must have this heart of reverence. We need to know that God is here.
我们把我们最真诚的心献给神。
We should offer our most sincere heart to God.
用我们最有精神的, 精神状态来献给神。
And we should stay attentive and focused when we pray.
所以我们今天祷告如果魂游向外,祷告不专心,跑到别的地方去了。
So if we, when we are praying, we are not staying focused and our mind are wandering around.
其实我们的献给神就好像把那个瘸腿的献给神。
And then our prayer is just like offering a crippled animal to God.
我们这个时间其实不是最好的,就是不是真的把最好献给神。
And then we know we are not offering the best time to God.
你看那个医生在手术的时候,
and when you take a look, when a doctor is performing an operation,
如果是负责任的医生呢?
If a doctor is being as very responsible,
一定是全心全意的, 非常专心,
and that doctor will be very attentive and stay focused.
生怕发生一点错误就造成人命,
because he will be very serious and then he wants to avoid all the mistakes.
所以是完全把外界的干扰都帮他排除。
So he will stay focused and clear out his mind.
我们今天在祷告的时候用这样的心情。
So when we pray, we should have the similar mentality.
把我们最精华的时间, 最专心的态度放在神面前。
So we should offer our best time and offer and pray with those most sincere heart and stay focused.
祈求神来悦纳我们所献的。
And we will pray to God and may he accept our prayers.
这30分钟 完全就是属神。
So, and we know for this 30 minutes is all belong to God.
为我们的弟兄姐妹祷告。
And we can pray for our brothers and sisters.
我们今天有一些人在患难，在痛苦当中。
Because we know some of our brothers and sisters are actually in the painful situation.
求神怜悯。
So may God have mercy on them.
我们教会联会这段期间呢, 我们需要求神能够来施恩祝福我们。
During this time of ESSC, we need God's help, guidance, and grace.
每个人如果能用这样敬畏的心来祷告,
so if everyone can have the same heart of reverence,
我们一定可以感受到神他悦纳了。
We can truly experience that and feel God has been accepted us.
神就在这里听我们祷告。
God is here to listen our prayers.
我们现在一起来祷告。
Let's kneel down and pray together.
为教会祷告, 为弟兄姐妹代祷。
Let's pray for our church and intercede for our brothers and sisters. And please come to the front and let's pray together. And
we
would like to invite our pastors, elders, and all the deacons to help us pray. And
we
are going to pray for 30 minutes. When time's up, I will ring the bell. Let's all kneel down and pray.